This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Human trafficking refers to people who are forced into labor or sexual exploitation. And the I-10 corridor through Houston is the number one trafficking route in the U.S. And the business reaches deep into North Texas. Last week, the public policy advocacy group Children at Risk led a tour of the seedier side of Dallas that's the heart of the trafficking trade.
So we're here, and you can see it's one of the relatively large strip clubs, and then over here we have...
Dixie Hairston serves as the tour guide. She's the public policy coordinator for Children at Risk. At this stop, she talks about how a strip club owner settled a lawsuit with a group of women for $10 million in unpaid wages. Her point? Sex trafficking is often tied to labor trafficking. The women are taken advantage of physically and financially.
There will always be demand as long as there are buyers. We see that it's a market-driven economy. Supply has to equal demand, and we know that pimps and traffickers know that, and they use that demand to further exploit women and children.
Hairston says sex trafficking doesn't discriminate. It happens to people of any race and any background. There are certain people at greater risk, runaways, homeless kids, and she says more than half of rescued trafficking victims come from the foster care system.
Some of our most vulnerable youth are being approached by these traffickers and are in need of a house or food or love, affection, all of these things that they've never had before, and are suddenly promised all of those things.
That vulnerability makes it easier for traffickers to approach their victims. In Dallas, a lot of the transactions are happening online through websites that only certain people know about. North Texas is full of massage parlors and spas that claim to provide legitimate services. Really, they deal in commercial sex. Hairston says traffickers have a lot of control.
So a lot of times we see barcodes or ownership tattoos. There was a prominent trafficker in Houston that tattooed roosters on his girls' necks. He was called El Gallo.
That means rooster in Spanish. In Houston, suspect bars or cantinas cater to Latino men. In Dallas, some spas bring in women from Asia. And how a place looks doesn't always indicate what's going on inside. Clayton Platt is a special agent for the Texas Department of Public Safety.
As far as hotels, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about the Deluxe Motor Inn or you're talking about the Hilton Anatole or the Four Seasons, they all have stuff going on now. There's no way around
that. Platt says his human trafficking unit has been to every class of hotel in the Dallas area. But some businesses have stepped up. Wingate trains its employees to spot human trafficking. And the hotel chain also gave $1 million to Polaris, which fights human trafficking and helps victims. Yusra Yubin was on the recent tour. She works for Children at Risk.
This is a very dark, hidden world, but it exists. So that's one of the things that prompted me to come here to learn about this issue, because it's a really big, it is a big issue, and everyone is scared to talk about.
Jabeen is originally from Pakistan and says she worries about how this topic is taboo in many cultures and countries. But now she says she can help spread the message. Stella Chavez, KERA News.